And welcome to another episode of the Open Science Radio from the Barcamp Open Science. And again, we have another session wrap up, and we have usual suspect doesn't hit it anymore. Sorry, Peter. So Peter Krake is with me, and he again, as usually, hosted a session here, and I'm pretty sure that was super excited again. Or super exciting again. And I would still, for the people who don't know Peter, shortly give him the chance to introduce himself.
Sure. Thank you very much for the nice introduction. I'm the founder and chairman of Open Knowledge Maps. I've been an open science advocate for a long time now, basically since the start of my PhD, and I'm involved in different initiatives from GoFair to the Open Science Network Austria. Yeah, and in general, very interested in all questions around discoverability of scientific knowledge.
Yes, and one tool that you are developing as following this call, I would say, is Open Knowledge Maps itself. And you had a session at the Open Science Barcamp that dived into a new feature, I would say, or new track. Basically, maybe you can elaborate this a little bit.
Sure, yeah. So this was a session that our community manager, Michela Vignori, and I hosted. And we talked about this new idea around custom services. And here it is another step of opening up Open Knowledge Maps, I would say, in that we want to allow other people to integrate components, visual discovery components, in their websites, in their services. And you may be familiar with Google Custom Search, which enables you to integrate a search over your website into your offerings. And this is pretty much the same idea, so that you can run a visual search and create knowledge maps based on the data that you have.
Mm-hmm. And basically, whoever has not Open Knowledge Maps in mind, you basically get a visual representation of, let's say, in this case, I guess, a set of papers of that institution, of that field, or I think you even mentioned of a, let's say, a certain researcher and so on, right? This is kind of the selling point here, that you have a nice visualization of things that are usually represented as in a list format, which is unnatural for us. So what are the developments there? What is the, or how can people use that? How can the community benefit from that? What are your plans? A lot of question in one sentence.
Of course, yeah. No, so this is in a very early stage, but as always in Open Knowledge Maps, we'd like to bring the community in very early to understand what are the actual needs and requirements and where can this be useful, right? So we don't want to develop any services that are not interesting. And so this is actually an initiative that came out of our existing supporting members who would like to have these kind of capabilities. And so we came up with this plan that is a basic structure that you deposit your data in an aggregator, and then we build on top of this aggregator and enable sort of custom services for you. So for example, let's say you have a collection of research papers on a certain topic. For example, you're doing medieval studies, and then you can add that collection to the aggregator. And then on the other end, again, restrict the knowledge maps that you create to exactly that collection. So this is a very simple example. Another example that you've already mentioned, and that was actually brought up by the session participants today, was to visualize the outputs of a researcher. So if you have a research profile, and then usually you have a long list of publications and now data sets and source code and all these kinds of outputs. And of course, Open Knowledge Maps would be a very nice way to put this into a visual overview where you can see, okay, this is what the person is actually researching, and then also directly get to the specific output that you may be interested in.
Mm-hmm. What were further learnings out of the session, or anything that you could take out of it?
So one strand that we always following to a certain extent is that we want to make the maps customizable, editable. And this was also brought up in the session that people, of course, are not always satisfied with the algorithmic output, but they would rather like to be able to interact with this knowledge map in a way that they move certain papers to different areas, rename areas and things like that. So that was one of the things that, was also brought up that was very interesting. And in general, I think that the concept is very promising because even though this is something that may be more useful on an institutional level, it also translated to the researcher level, I think. And that's what we saw in the session.
Mm-hmm. And what are the next steps that you can or that you plan to do now? Because you said you're in a very early stage and you want to share this as soon as possible in order to get the feedback and develop stuff that develop things that are needed. So what are the next steps? Do you have anything in mind or is this now, okay, we need to digest this feedback now and then continue planning?
So one of the things apart from digesting and planning is that we have a big call out there for additional supporting members. So if you think that this is a promising concept and you would like to use it, please get in touch because we also need to make a sustainable foundation for this and for the other services that we have. So for that, we need further funding and financial support. So this is one of the things that we're going to tackle alongside building the technological platform for this. So this is one of the first steps that we're working on at the moment. But I think that we will release the first possibilities already in the middle to the end of this year. So there will be possibilities to use these services in a first, probably prototypical form, but still something that you can already test and run on your own systems.
Maybe let's use a few minutes for advertising this model, this financing model that you are currently implementing and looking for supporters actually a little bit, because that is crucial, right? Establishing sustainable infrastructure is not easy, and if you're funding for 2 years or 3 years, then it's basically gone, right? Or you run it on goodwill, but you have a different model in mind than trying to implement this right now. Implementing and meaning by compiling members. Maybe you can elaborate this shortly.
Yeah, absolutely. So a supporting member in Open Knowledge Maps contributes a yearly fee, an annual membership. And in return, we invite our members to co-create the platform together with us. So the members, the supporting members, they form a board of supporters. And this board of supporters has 1/3 of the vote on the technical roadmap. And that means that they will decide which features will be implemented and also drive, to a certain extent, this custom services development in that way. And in this way, we hope to create a sustainable platform that also gets in the requirements from our members, but also from the community and from the organization, meaning Open Knowledge Maps itself.
Great. Peter, do you have anything forgotten that was important for this session?
No, I think it was an excellent session. It was great to have the Barcamp also this year, I must say. I would have really missed it if it wasn't there. So, yeah, thanks to you and the other organizers. This was really a great opportunity and a great way to reconnect with the people out there.
Great. Thank you, Peter, so much for your time and looking forward to see further developments of Open Knowledge Maps. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.